School holidays are starting next week, and lots of things happening during school holidays on the sporting front, including some school holiday tennis camps are being held at Port Sorell, Devonport and Burnie. Philippa Martin is one of the coaches with the Devonport Tennis Club, and she joins me now. In fact, she's been good enough to come into the studio this morning. So good morning, Pip, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, I mentioned these holiday camps. They're at three locations, Port Sorell, Burnie and Devonport. Is this a first, or has this been done before during school holidays?
So this is the first time we're promoting them all together as a group and working with each other to make them happen. We just want to help children to try tennis, and all skill levels and ages and abilities are most welcome to come along and try tennis. And it's a great way for parents to keep their children active in the school holidays rather than sitting around on the couch at home all the time.
All right. Now, there are various dates and various times, so just tell us where they are.
So there's actually one that is on this Monday and Tuesday at the Devonport Tennis Club, and there's a couple of different options depending on your skill level, so that one of them runs all day, or there's a beginner's program from 9:30 till 12:30. And registration's actually closed today. If you want more information on that or to register, you're best to go to coachpip.com.au, and then you can click on there and register. All the information on all the programs will be on that website. So, yes, it's at $50 for the 2 days. So if you're looking for cheap babysitting, this is a good way to do it and keep your kids moving.
Okay, so you're coding for ages from about 6 upwards, I believe.
Yes, 6 to 18. So right. I've actually got a high schooler coming along. We've already got 37 registrations at the moment, and we have a high schooler who wants to improve their tennis over the summer. So they haven't played much tennis and they're trying it for the first time, and they are absolutely most welcome.
Now, will some equipment be provided?
The tennis rackets are available for anyone who needs it. We've got plenty of rackets. So if the children don't have rackets, this means that they get the right size tennis racket for them to use. So they just need to bring a water bottle and a hat and money for lunch from the canteen, or bring their own lunch.
I wouldn't have thought I didn't know there were different size tennis rackets. When you think about it, a six-year-old's not going to be able to swing a full adult racket, are they?
Yes, so we work within a modified environment, so a shorter tennis racket and a lighter tennis racket that helps them learn and get success as fast as possible.
Okay, now Devonport next week, so I know there's one at Port Sorell in January, so tell us about the other two.
Yes, so there's also another one in January at Devonport with a date to be confirmed, and then on the 12th of January from 9:30 till 12:30, there's a clinic or a camp at the Port Sorell Tennis Club, and we're doing that in conjunction with the club and the coach out there, which should be wonderful to have as many children come along and join in and try tennis and have some great time. And then the same for Burnie, that's on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of February. And we've priced all of these programs a little bit differently, but trying to keep it really affordable for the families. Yep. So those programs are $20 or for the 3 days at Burnie, it's $50, reasonably priced, so that we can get children out there to try tennis, get them active, get them to have some fun and try a new sport or find and discover a sport. So we did this program in October, in the October school holidays, and we had over 50 children at the Devonport Tennis Club, and many of those children continued on playing, and it's so wonderful to see that improvement, because the more you play, the better you become.
I guess over the three-day ones, if you've got someone that's enrolled for the 3 days, you would see the improvement over those 3 days, and that would certainly make you feel pretty proud, wouldn't it?
It's really rewarding to see the children develop their skills and improve, and I think you'll find even in the 1 day, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, they should improve some aspect of their skills throughout the day and have lots of fun along the way.
How's junior tennis going on the coast at the moment? We don't hear much about it. It's not as popular as football and cricket and netball and those sorts of games, but are kids getting involved? Are they still interested in tennis?
Well, the statistics show that during COVID, tennis participation has increased.
Right.
So, which is putting tennis in good shape all around Australia. And on the northwest coast, I think you'll find that there's a really strong program in Burnie, and it's all in a growth mode on the northwest coast. And that's something I'm really passionate about, is helping more children to play tennis and help them to be the best that they can be as tennis players and improve and find a game that they can play for life.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. And you're creating that pathway, aren't you, for them to sort of go on with their career, and you never know where it can end.
You absolutely never know. I got to go to the USA playing tennis, and it was a wonderful opportunity, and I'm so thankful for that. And I hope that in amongst all those children, there might be some other children that will go along that high performance pathway. But I'm also a big believer in children playing tennis for fun and for life and just enjoying that game.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that, you know, going to that level. And Kurt Robinson's another one, of course, that went from Devonport to play in the US.
Yep. Absolutely. There's been quite a few that Gray has coached up over the years that have
Gray Healer has performed
at a high level. He's an amazing coach in that space.
Yeah, he probably could have gone there himself in his younger days, I reckon.
He probably could have.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic that you're doing this. So just again, a reminder of those dates and where people can get details.
So the Devonport Tennis Club School Holiday Program is this Monday and Tuesday, and registration's closed today. So you need to go to coachpip.com.au to register, and that's $50 for the 2 days. The Port Sorell program is on the 12th of January, and the Burnie program is the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of February. So head to coachpip.com.au, or you can call me on my number 0438 687 542 and I'll happily guide you to wherever you want to get connected into tennis on the coast.
Awesome. If anyone didn't have a pen to write that number down, I'll be putting the interview up online later, so you can check that out at 7ad.com.au or 7bu.com.au. Pip, thanks so much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.